with Brock and Hunter.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 7-Eleven.
Leb.
It's Brock Hunter.
Oh, it's Carlton.
Oh, Carlton. Carlton. No, because you can't
not
dance. You can't dance as well as Carlton. Not even close.
I can do the Carlton.
Not even close. No way. Didn't he end up winning Dancing with the Stars? I think he's something
think
like
so.
That. He did a hell of a dancer.
Hell of a dancer. You know, he's always been a hell of a dancer, too. He did a Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson back in, like, the 80s. You can YouTube it. And he, it's like Michael Jackson. I believe Michael Jackson, like, teaches him how to moonwalk or something, one of the moves. Or you know what I'm saying?
Why do you have the knowledge of this? You couldn't tell me anything else, but you could tell me that Carlton was in an 80s Pepsi or 90s Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson.
Can't solve simple math, but I could tell you that Carlton did a commercial with Michael Jackson in 83 for Pepsi. I have no idea, Brock. It's the useless information that I get from scrolling.
So much garbage in that.
Tirelessly through the internet. Yeah.
So much garbage. Well, hey, speaking of garbage, we got to keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, last night was the Mega Millions drawing, and tonight it's all about the Powerball.
The kid from Ellen. The kid cracked me up.
The Powerball. Anyway, the jackpot is projected to be a mind-blowing $730 million. Nice. No one has won since September. Here are the three lottery fun facts to get you ready. Americans spend more on the lottery than all other forms of entertainment. Most lottery winners blow through their winnings because they are too generous. And almost half of all lottery winners keep their day jobs. What? Dude, yeah. I would come in here in a gold tuxedo and say, I quit. I quit.
I'm telling you, you'll be the one of the ones, dude, that end up on, the documentary.
Oh,
that's
for
what
sure.
You're going to end up on the documentary. You're going to end up snuffing yourself out a few years down the road because nobody really likes you. They just want your money. And after a while, it's going to take a toll on you. You're going to be like, nobody loves me anymore. I got all this. And then that's it.
Oh, yeah. The lottery will kill me, but it'll be worth it because I can come into work with a gold suit and go, I quit. I quit, sons of bitches. I quit. That's right. F you, you're cool.
Isn't that funny? That, like, there's a lot of people, and I'm a victim of it, too. If I want so much money, like, the first thing I'm going to do is, like, it's always something to, like, revenge or, like, I'm going to retaliate for this, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
You know what I would do?
Good.
You know what I would do if I won that? I would buy the new Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I would fire Tom Brady. I think I could get that done before this weekend, right? I could do it? Yeah.
Hey. You know what, dude? Honestly,
I'm buying a ticket.
That amount of money.
I'm buying a ticket right now.
You know what's funny, too, is they'd still beat the Green Bay Packers this weekend.
I swear to God. Oh, you know what?
Chad Henne or whatever was coming. No, he's on a different team.
Yeah. You know what? Just shut your mouth, or I'm not going to give you any money. So good luck to everyone out there playing the Powerball. Grandpa loves a Powerball. Lastly, there apparently has been talk of Liam Neeson doing a remake of the Naked Gun movies, which I think might be good. He said, quote, it could be either the finish of my career or bring me in another direction. I honestly don't know, which is true. Can I be honest? You may not like this. I hate the Naked Gun franchises. I hate it.
You don't like Liam Neeson?
No, I've never liked it.
Why?
I've never liked Naked Gun because it's the same thing with like Hot Shots. In all those, it's too over the top. Like, I get it. That's how it's supposed to be. But, like, I can't get into it. Same thing with even some of the Police Academy movies. I'm just like, all right.
I'm more on board with the Police Academy movies with you than the Naked Gun. Yeah, the Naked Gun is so far left. It's great.
No,
Liam Neeson is not hilarious.
Oh God, what is it with us today? We can't agree on anything. I never. And same thing with like Mr. Bean. Like I love Rowan Atkins or whatever his name is, but I hate the Bean movies. I cannot stand them. I just can't. Same thing with Naked Gun. Yep. And
Mr. Bean is up there too. I don't know. I like it. It's different comedy. It's just different. You know, you always get your same comedy. What else is like Naked Gun? Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah,
that's about it.
Which are just terrible. Any of those over-the-top movies. Like, even some of the scary movies, like, you know, that would be in more of our generational of films.
Okay, like yeah, scary movie, right?
Some of those could be like, ugh. Like, the first Naked Gun I could get. But by the time they made the third one, it's like, all right, you guys are running out of ideas. This is stupid. I don't know. I just never got into it.
Oh, come on, man. Liam, so it's funny you bring that up because I watched his. He's got a video called The Stupid Little Golf Video, and he opens it up. He's like, it's called golf because all the other four-letter words were taken. It's just like little subtle things like that, dude. I love his comedy and how, like,
I'm not saying Liam Neeson is bad. It's just those movies. He's great in other stuff, but those movies I never have gotten into, and I don't see it at this point. It's not something I'm clamoring to watch.
And it's funny you bring this story up because Liam Neeson did say after his last movie, which was The Marksman, which we went and saw. Fantastic movie, guys. Go watch it. The Marksman is awesome. He said it's his last one. Boom. I'm done doing those types of movies. So I think he is trying to get to the comedy aspect.
Which, you know, he did some comedy back in the day. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he in some, like, rom-coms?
Early on, I think.
Yeah, like, he did, like, some rom-coms and stuff like that. And then he, like, Taken made him this action star. And yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so if you're going to go waste your time, go watch Naked Gun, but maybe Liam Neeson will do a better job with it. Maybe he will. Maybe I'll watch those. But all right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.